What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Are y'all out there living your best life? Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do? Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on, tell me. Y'all want me to say it? Okay, I'm going to just say it for you. Because God made you that way, yes. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, man. And what's the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Because y'all are out there listening to me, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So, Lord, oh my gosh, there is a third thing that I do say, okay? Listen, I gotta give a shout out to some people, okay? And y'all know, if y'all been listening to me for a while, who I gotta give a shout out to, okay? Y'all want to say it with me? All three, you ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Man, look, I gotta give a shout out to my haters, right? My naysayers, my disbelievers, you know, all the people, you know, that, you know, be in their own little thing, doing what it is that they do. You know, they don't know about the pieces. And why I gotta give a shout out is because, see, when you shining bright like a diamond, you know, when God got that little light on the inside of you, this little light of mine, that one, I'm gonna let it shine. You know, no matter what you got going on, God got that light shining bright like a diamond. It's on the inside of you. It's radiating out like bow, bow, bow. Everybody see it. And what happens is when God let that light shine like that, they come over like this. Hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on them? Is that my girl over there shining on them? Because they try and get all the pieces. They try and figure out what's going on. Okay? And when they do that, what God does is he prepares a table for them, right? In the presence of them, okay? He puts the table out there. In the presence of your enemies, right? He said, I'm going to make them your footstool. I'm going to anoint your head with oil, right? and your cup going to run over in front of them. Yeah. When God puts you out there in pieces like that, that's what he does. Because he uses things to draw them in. Okay, let me explain it to you like this. Okay, look, right now I got some health issues going on, okay? Dysbiosis, leaky gut, intestinal permeability, you know, things like that, where, like, I was jacked up. I lost, like, 40 pounds in, like, a month and a half, like, 2 months. Could only eat 50 calories a day. Felt like I had things, like, you know, crawling all over me because I created this histamine intolerance because the good bacteria was gone. I made none. Oh, my gosh. And then the bad bacteria got real bad. It was off balance. So I could smell like 50 feet away. Like I thought I was going crazy. My hormones was all messed up for like a whole year. Never knew why I was so emotional, crying, like all messed up my adrenaline gland and all that stuff. I had all these pieces, you know, all my pieces that was all put together in this brilliant, beautiful puzzle. You know, they got scattered, right? So now God's putting them back together, right? And you know, he got me shining bright like a diamond as he's doing it. So they trying to come over, you know, what's going on? You know, I'm inviting them over like, y'all, make sure y'all listen to the podcast because I got to put something out there for you. And they listen. And what happens is they get blessed by the message. You understand that? So you got to say, hi, haters. You got to give a shout out to all of them that just don't know. For they know not what they do. Right? Because they need this work too. Okay, so look. Moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And I got to ask y'all a question. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh. So look. Mama been dropping a dime on y'all. Just a little bit. Okay, because this also affected my memory. Okay, so, you know, but God's grace is, his mercy is new every day. You know, so every day is something different. And, you know, I'm learning, I'm getting back into it. So, you know, I'm posting my posts and stuff now. You know, I'm starting to get back in the swing of things. You know, feel like how I used to feel and stuff, but just so much better. So I've been putting some videos out there for y'all. Yeah, like just me in my raw form. And I'm just loving it. I got another one for y'all too. Okay, but I'm just trying to wait just a little bit because there's so much I want to tell y'all. Like, it's just so thorough how God is just healing me. Like, I'm literally taking antibiotics now. I literally can take 2 vitamins. And you might be like, 2 vitamins, child? Honey, I couldn't even take 1 vitamin. It was shocking my system. I'm talking about, I told y'all, I couldn't see, I couldn't wash, I couldn't stand, I couldn't go to the bathroom for a month and a half, almost 2 months. I couldn't even walk to the bathroom. I couldn't even go outside for months. Do you understand this? I couldn't walk in the store, 3 face masks on. Nobody could be around me with no cologne, no perfume, no nothing. They couldn't cook in the house. Child, they barely could cook in the house now. But look, this is just a touch of that. We're going to skate on over to make a look at these kitchen in a minute. And we're going to talk about that. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, all this stuff. And God, now, like, I can just... Child, I just had, like, 3 turkey wings today, y'all. Not turkey wings, turkey thighs. Oh, my gosh. That was, like, 1,000-some calories. And I had, like, 2 little coconut cake things that I be making. Oh, my gosh. And it ain't nothing. Cause, you know, and then I had 6 desiccated dates. Oh man, they taste so good. And they was like 400-some calories. So I was tearing it up and I'm still hungry. I might have another snack. But this is just a touch of Jack. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. On My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. So I got some more videos coming and all of that and everything. Y'all gonna be able to see that thing and see what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. But let's skate on over. Cause I gotta keep shining bright like a diamond. Right? Let me talk to y'all about Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Oh, man. Making Love in V's Kitchen. Now, listen, I ain't really been doing no crazy Making Love in V's Kitchen, but I tried to do something tonight. A failure. Oh, gosh. Like, I got to get the system together. So I tried to take the desiccated dates and cook them. Right? Heat them up, smash them up so I can go ahead and throw them all over the top of, like, the little coconut little thing I'll be making as my treat because I can't have any sugar. because I tested positive for candida. So when you have that, because I have the yeast buildup all up in my top part of my body, like it's all in the top part, I'm not allowed to have that for like 9 to like 12 months. So they say, you know, but you know who God is. But yeah, so I don't like sugar anyway. You know, that's not my thing. I only use it for baking. You know, I don't have a sweet tooth. But the dates, they to be like so sweet. So I'm like, okay, I'll put that on top of there. You know, make like a little icing or something. No, child. It didn't work. Okay, wasn't no Mega Love V's Kitchen. I tried to eat it, but I think when I heated it up, it changed whatever was going on and it made my throat like sore. So I can't eat them like that. You know, I have to eat them where they're dry. That's probably why I can't eat regular dates. But look, it's coming. Okay. And this is Justin Such a J, baby. That's all I got to tell you about Make a Love Beast Kitchen. That was the only new thing. I had some kale today, you know, and that was basically it. You know, I had kale and a couple other things, you know, but it was real simple. But I got in. Hold on. Y'all know it's going to be a thorough podcast when I get cut off. This is just a touch of J, baby. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He is such a liar. I can't stand it when I be getting into it like, yeah, 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 about to give y'all that goodness that he try to go ahead and distract me, throw me off. Ain't going to happen, Captain. So this is where I'm going at. I'm going right back here so I can tell y'all how many calories I had today. Y'all prayers are working. Thank you. Keep on praying for your girl because your girl coming up out of this thing. So my goal was 2,270 calories, right? Just for like the Fitness Pal app. And that's basically 1 pound a week. Okay, no, you know mama try to gain. All right. 3 times is a try. Y'all know I don't edit my podcast nothing. So I'm back again. Okay, so man. Listen here, this is just a touch of J, baby. People just trying to just disturb me, okay? But I ain't going in because I'm going to tell y'all how many calories, okay, I got in. All right, so look, the goal for the app, like I said, okay, at 1 pound a week is 2,270 calories. You know how many I had? 2,670. Sometimes I be eating like 3,000. Sometimes I only eat like 16. You know, it just depends. 1,600. I try to eat, you know, as much as I can. It just depends on how I be feeling. But this just a touch of J. I'm over 379 calories. Plus, that's minus me walking a day because today I walked like 3 miles and some change. But this is just a touch of J, baby. Okay, that's a little bit for Make a Lovin' V's Kitchen for you. All right? So sorry. You know, they trying to destroy my energy and my vibes and all that. Everybody keep on trying to contact me all of a sudden. This is just a touch of J, baby. I said I'm recording my podcast. Leave me alone. So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And I got to tell y'all something. Guess what I got to tell y'all? I got to talk to y'all about the Just a Touch of J Fitness. Child, I ain't working out. I told you I ain't working out, and I did a good job. I did such a good job because, like you don't understand. When you train your body from March all the way to, like, October, and you go hard, 400 lower body, 400 upper body, 400 abs, it's just in you. You want to do it. You just feel compelled to, like, work out. Like, I love working out. Okay, I got to keep 100 with y'all. I used to work out just because I couldn't have sex. You know, by choice, you know, because look, this is just such a day. Ain't nothing wrong with these pieces. But you know, I just ain't trying to put all my pieces out there. You know, that wasn't me. That ain't never been me. You know, I don't do all that. One person, you know. Well, except for that time that they had a boyfriend and a girlfriend at the same time. But you know, this is just a touch of day. You know, that was, you know, them days. Child, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. But anyway, look. So I used to actually, you know, really like work out a lot. So sometimes I'm just like, I can't. I want to work out so bad. And I'll be in here doing like 40 dips and 40 push-ups. And I'll be like, calm down. You got to relax. Okay. I got some pictures for y'all. When I first started eating protein, child, my body was like, boom, like real quick, like for like 3 weeks. It was just like swelled up. And I was like, oh my God. Then it like went down. But I got the pictures and I got the videos. Wait till I show y'all. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, she's not lying. But anyway, this is just a touch of J, baby. So I told you I wasn't working out and I was going to go ahead and relax because, you know, everything that happened when I went to the doctor's on Monday, you know, and they told me like how, like, I don't want to say messed up I really am, but basically she was like, you really got to rest so you can heal and stuff. So I said, okay, I'm going to take some time off and really, really rest because I knew I was jacked up. But the reality was I was really, really like jacked up. Okay, so I've been resting this week, and it's just a touch of J. That's it. You know, I just been eating, and then I get up. You know, I get up, and I do everything I got to do. I get back in bed and just be chilling. I ain't gonna lie to you. I have not done it in so long, but it feels good to just rest, and I've been sleeping good and everything. So look, that's just a touch of J as far as like working out is concerned, and just a touch of J fitness. Thank you for your purchases, okay? For y'all loving all of my fitness apparel and all that type of stuff, check out the link tree in the bio and you can get everything that you need. You can just order it. And I showed y'all those pieces on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And I also showed y'all my rolling papers, okay? So we gonna skate on over to the Just a Touch of J Cannabis line. Yes. And you know I gotta put it out there in pieces for y'all, so first thing I dropped was just my rolling papers. Make sure y'all check them out. You know, go ahead and get them if you want. Link tree in the bio. Purchase them. Slow Burning Smoothness. Magnetic Booklet. King Slims. Okay? For those of y'all who do what it is that you do. Okay? Get those marijuana, those cannabis papers. Because this is just a touch of J. Mama is on unemployment and I need some pieces. I love it. I just love telling y'all the truth. Man, look, ain't no shame in my game. So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And tell y'all about the Just a Touch of J app. Do y'all know I had some issues with the app today? Like episode 15 and all that stuff was supposed to post in my blog. And it's posting as far as these podcast topics are concerned, like where you go into the listen to the icon, it's going there, but I don't know what's going on. Like people wasn't getting no notifications and it ain't showing up or nothing. So I told y'all we working on it and they gotta fix it. So you know, bear with me, it'll be on there. You know, you're just gonna have to backtrack and check it out. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Like I say, I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you, okay? And the last thing I'm gonna say before I drop a dime on y'all, you know I got a story to tell like Biggie, is y'all better make sure y'all checking me out on Beat Break Radio. Yes, we had a meeting today. They actually came. Shout out to you, Sean. He came to my house and we did some equipment tests and we worked on the mics and everything because I'm going to be giving y'all the 411 in the morning. Yeah, I'm going to be hosting the whole entertainment thing. Yeah, I told y'all I'm coming to y'all 2 times a day. Okay, so make sure y'all check it out. Won't be on the late nights where I'm be giving y'all that, like that BT, you know, that you know, like how Johnny Simpson used to do it back in the day, baby. You know, he had them people come on his show and all that, and they would be talking about, you know, love and relationships and that good music. I'm be remaking music. Oh my God, I can't wait. This is just a touch of J, baby. It's going to be so thorough and so wise. And in the morning time, you get to hear, you know, all the entertainment stuff like weekly from me. Okay, this is just a touch of J. Y'all like your God putting that out there in pieces for you. All right, so look, let me go ahead on over to this left around here. Because mama got a story to tell like busy. Oh my God, I got to drop a dime on y'all. So listen, I got a word. Okay, so basically I get up, I do everything I gotta do. I told you, it's all working out, okay? Like, I plan on trying to go to bed, like, around, like, 10 o'clock at night. I'm getting into bed, like, around 10 something. I'm like, okay. You know, I took 2 antibiotics today. Child, I told y'all I had to try stuff yesterday. I told y'all to try stuff, too. It's trial and error, and when you go to the next level, you got to try new things when you're growing. Okay, so I'm growing in with my health. So, you know, now I got to take these antibiotics, child, but I can't act like I wasn't nervous. So I took the first one, you know, and I spread it out, and then I took the next one, and I was okay. I had to take 2 antihistamine pills, though. Claritin, man, I can't stand that. But, child, listen, I ain't complaining. I ain't had no headaches, really. Slight little headache, and I've been able able to eat. And I didn't really feel like nothing was crawling on me. I was a little anxious though today, because sometimes the histamine makes you like anxious, like anxiety and stuff like that, you know, and you can't, because it's your fight like response that's going off and you can't control it. It's crazy. You feel like I feel like I had coffee, but I didn't. And then I was real shaky. You know, so I tried to take my 2 vitamins, and I did. I was very successful with that. You know, so I'm like, okay, I'm feeling myself. You know, today was pretty all right. Started off a little rough, but, you know, it ended good. I ate amazing. I'm so full. My stomach is sticking out. My hernia was bothering me a little bit. You know, not much. You know, and this is just a touch of J. I chilled, had a visitor, you know, and like I said, went over all the stuff for Be Break Radio and everything, right? But as I was chilling, God dropped the word up in my spirit. Y'all know what happens when God give me a word and I start thinking. Y'all know what happens when I start thinking. I gotta come out here and I gotta give y'all this business to somebody need this work too. And God said, you know, you gotta talk to him. And I was like, about what? I don't even know what to say. You know, like, what you want me to tell him? You know, he started laying stuff on my heart. And I'm like, you sure? You know, I don't know. And God like, look, you know, look. I need you to talk to him about it being normal. I said, well, what being normal? He said, like, everything that you're going through, everything that they're going through, it's all normal. All right, so look. T.D. Jakes had interviewed Keon Henderson. Keon Henderson is my pastor. T.D. Jakes is the pastor. You don't know who he is, you know. And he had interviewed him. And he was trying to let him know through this interview. Check it out. It's on YouTube. That with everything he went through, because he didn't have his dad there, you know, and it was just a mess. Like, his dad was, like, the pastor of the church, okay, that he went to. And the mom was messing with him on the sneak tip, and he didn't even know that that was his dad. Child, scandalous. Then had his sisters and brothers living up the street in this fabulous house, and they in this, like, shack apartment with, like, roaches and stuff. And he wearing his sisters and brothers' clothes. But when he go to church, the dad had him doing everything at the church, right? Okay, but didn't even acknowledge him as his child. Oh my God, this just touches that. And he basically on there while T.D. Jakes is interviewing him, and he's basically like in tears kind of. He's a grown man. Anybody out there going through that? Like, you just had stuff happen in your past. Where is it still bothering you? I'm here to tell you it's normal. I'm so sorry that I have to tell you that, but it is. No temptation is not common to any one of us. You know, it's all of us. We all go through the same thing. It's normal. You break up with your girlfriend. You break up with your boyfriend. It's normal. They piss you off. It's normal. You want to get a divorce. It's normal. I hope you don't want to get a divorce every day now. This is just a touch of J. Come on, work it out. Because it's normal. People pass away. It's normal. Sometimes you go through things in different seasons. It's normal. Even what I'm going through right now, it's normal. You might be like, Jay, how you think that's normal? Like, stuff was crawling on you. You know, like, you felt like you were smelling like 50 feet away. I ain't the only person that got histamine issues. It's normal. I ain't the only person who can't eat. Somebody just got in a car accident somewhere and they messed up and their stomach is all jacked up. They can't eat. Somebody in there else just got something done to them at the hospital or something like that. They can't eat. Somebody might got a cold or a stomach ache or something. They can't eat. You know, they got everything happens for a reason. Because it's normal. Oh my gosh. Listen, I'm going to try not to put this out there in pieces for you like that, because I won't drop a dime on you. But, you know, it's all over me right now because it's normal. I want you to know that your life is normal. Everything that you're going through, it's all normal. Yeah, all of it. You don't have to worry about anything. Because the battle ain't yours. It's God's to fight. See, what happens is we start trying to fight the normalcy. Oh my God, you know, you start looking at the problem instead of the problem solver. And you start focusing on it, not realizing that it's normal. Kids are acting up. Normal. Missed your flight. Normal. Okay, got fired from your job. Normal. On unemployment like me. Normal. Used to be a liar like I used to be. Normal. Cheater. Normal. Alcohol problems. Normal. Drug problems. Normal. Sexual problems. You addicted to sex. You know you out there sleeping with this guy and that guy. Huh? Not loving yourself correctly. Normal. Guys, you out there with a woman for this and a woman for that and a woman for this, just hurting all of them because you don't got yourself together. Normal. It's normal. Yeah, that's what Keon Henderson was trying to talk to T.D. Jakes about. And T.D. Jakes was trying to counsel him and let him know, baby, listen, this is normal. You guys have to understand what's normal. It's life. We fall apart sometimes in the normal pieces. Yeah. Nah, we can't. I almost fall apart. Child, listen here. This crap right here that happened, this the hardest thing I ever went through in my life. Child, look, I told you every day I wake up, God, what I'm going to eat? Because look, I don't know, child. Look, I'm like this. I'm like, tomorrow I think I'm going to try a peach, but you know, you got to be scared. I told you. I mean, you got to be careful, you know, so look, I got the EpiPen and everything, you know what I'm saying, ain't nobody here like that, the kids sometimes they be here, they don't be here, my daughters, I be like, Lord, I got to try it, because I got to eat, because you can't eat the same thing every day, this is just a touch day, baby, I wish I could, but it ain't going to happen like that, God going to take it away from me, like he just took that rice away, had him take my rice away, you know, I was leaning on over to the left, that rice was my savior, he was like, they said no, because it was feeding the yeast and stuff. Right? And I was feeling some type of way. I'm like, what am I going to do? Then I had to realize, wait a minute, this is normal. When you grow, it's elevation. It requires separation from the old stuff. You're growing now. You're healing. You can't just mess with that baby food stuff. Now it's time for you to grow up. You got to go ahead. You got to start making love in V's kitchen again, baby girl. You got to learn how to eat again. A lot of people learning how to eat. Learning how to do stuff again. Learning how to walk again. Learning how to talk again. It's normal. And then y'all out there going through that. Like you just kind of like stuck. Because you don't realize that the situation you are in is normal. It's normal. Yeah. That's all I want to talk to you about. Just remember that it's normal. Okay? You got different cycles in life. You got different seasons. But it's normal. Like, sometimes it rains, right? Sometimes it thunderstorms. Sometimes you get snow. Sometimes it's sunshining. It's normal. You understand? It's supposed to happen. It has to happen that way. It's God's order. He thought that you was strong enough to go through what it is that you might be going through. You out here going all crazy, all falling apart. Trust me, I've been there, okay? But then you just got to realize, wait a minute, hold on, take a step back, realize how thorough and wise you are, understand that this too shall pass. It's normal. Okay? This one my son sent to me today. Let me send this to y'all. Let me tell you something real quick. God just dropped a dime on me. Said, I got to tell y'all this. This is what my son sent me today. He sends me inspirational stuff because he knows I'm going through it. And he knows that, you know, he can't really be here with me like that. So he sends me stuff like every morning. This one said, happiness is not the absence of the problem. It's the ability to deal with them. You understand that? So I could walk around and be like, hey, what's up, y'all? It's just such a jet. And I don't even be front. And I, like today, when I was out walking, my legs was all jacked up. And I could barely kind of like walk. But I was like, come on, Iman. We was out there walking my dog, baby. Shout out to you, baby. Can't even can't even be around my poo-poo. Oh my gosh, I ain't been around my poo-poo in like 2 months. I said, baby, I said, come. I said, mommy, want my mommy rub the baby belly? That's what I said. So we was outside. I can't touch him. I can't get too close to him or nothing because the pet dander, it messed with my histamine and stuff. We don't got no time for the pieces. So he like in a whole different area of the house and everything. Just messed up, depressed the whole nine. Because that's my boo. But normal, you know, and I'm up here and I'm all happy and I'm talking to y'all and everything. But as I was walking, I was like, geez, I can't even walk. And I saw my old dude outside. This old dude, he got like diabetes in his leg. Child was in the hospital for 6 months, my neighbor, right? And he out there with his legs messed up because one leg is messed up, 1 foot is messed up. Like, you know, he really messed up with his diabetes and his circulation. But he out there with his grandson and he walking and he be doing miles. And I'm out there, I'm like, look, these little legs right here, I can't barely walk with them, but I was walking. Because this is normal. You understand what I'm saying? It's normal. So I'm like, you know, I got to be happy in the storm. Because that's normal. Just like my son said, it's the ability to be able to deal with it. That's what it's all about. Y'all got to be able to deal with it. I need you to understand. Be happy because it's normal. Somebody cheat on you or do you wrong or whatever. You know what you do? Look, well, people get cheated on every day, B. It's going to hurt a little bit. You got to gather yourself back up together. Keep it pushing because it's normal. You understand? I'm trying to tell you, car breakdown, anything that you go through in life, anything. It's normal. It's happening to somebody else somewhere. It's just all about how you dealing with it. And that's what I'm trying to talk to y'all about. How you deal with the normal. Deal with the normal the best way you can. And do you know how? Huh? Listen, you trust God. I keep trying to tell y'all this. This is just a touch of J, baby. Okay. 2 Corinthians, right? 12:9. I said this to y'all already. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Basically, what that means is that it was good that I was afflicted. You know, like, look, okay, like this stuff is normal. That's dope. Because whenever I'm weak, he is strong. So when I'm going through and I'm all messed up, God, like, you know what? I got you because the battle ain't yours. It's his. If you just remember that and just remember, this is what I'm going through. This is normal. God said, I will be with you. Didn't I tell you all that in Joshua? One thing that you will know is that he will be with you. He will never leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to be there. He's not going nowhere, okay? As much you try to push him away, try to get away from him, you don't want to deal with it, he's there. Okay, waking you up every morning, protecting you from this corona. You out here with this mask on. He there. Okay, you got that? He's there. Because it's normal. Everybody go through something. This is just a touch of Jay. I need y'all to get this. How you respond in your normalcy? Yeah, it can mess up all your pieces. Like, listen, I keep trying to tell y'all, like, man, I don't even know how to explain it to you. Like, when you can't eat, and you used to make a loving pizza kitchen, child, I don't know if anybody could think that's normal, okay? You hungry, and you can't even get what you need, child, you don't know what's going on. Do nobody else know what's going on? I was like, you know, God, why have you forsaken me? I was like Jesus was when he was fasting. If I could have cried and sweated some blood, it would have came out. All right, I'm trying to tell you because I didn't think it was nothing normal about that. I'm like, what I do? Like, come on, you cannot be doing this to me. You know, like my weight is going, everything, like God, hell. Like, how you going to do this? How could you let this happen? This is not normal. And I almost fell apart in them pieces. Then I had to remember, wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to throw it on wise. It got to be a plan. This right here got to be part of my destiny. Because you chose me to be able to have to go through all of this. This ain't nothing but some normal stuff. I start saying, wait, I'm going to learn how to make Love and Beast Kitchen. I told y'all what happens when I read my little daily thing. Remember I told y'all, I shall live and I shall not die. I am healed. Healing is a process. I will learn how to eat again the right way. That's a little thing. I make Love and Beast Kitchen. It's easy. God gonna show me how to control it with my diet. I will not be afraid. I will not give up. God did not give me the spirit of fear. You know, I will complete the book called It's For God's Glory and All My Goals. I will not fail. I will survive because I have to remember. Don't forget the devil is a liar. Huh. I am brilliant, fearless, and wonderfully made. I am good looking. I am somebody. I deserve to be loved. I'm an amazing person. I'm going to get through this. I'm an overcomer. My marriage is coming. Everything coming fast. Get ready for the breakthrough. 10 years of greatness. I am focused. I will remain focused. I'm a good friend. I'm a great mother. I love making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Smile. My podcast is pop, 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 popping like popcorn, baby. I will not quit. I will never give up. God loves me. God will never leave me or forsake me. I am blessed. God is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Then God's talking to me, right? Seek ye first, Veronica, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, baby. And all these things going to be added unto you. God will use me scared, but he cannot use my unbelief. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better in every way. All right? All things are possible to those that believe. It's going fast. Let God control it. If the power of life and death is in God, then who am I afraid of? And you know what I tell myself? No one. I read it every day to myself. This is how I started off. Be positive, Veronica. Think on good things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's my words of affirmation. Okay? I started that on 1/21/21 was the date I started that. I said, I got to get me together because this is normal. And y'all got to get yourself together too in your normalcy. Don't fall apart. Be happy. And understand it's all about how you deal with it. That's it. Somebody is out there right now. You going through. I keep telling y'all this because I know it because I'm going through. And when God tell me to put it out there in pieces for you, I'm like, okay, somebody going through it too. I already know this. Okay, so whoever it is that you listening to me and you got your own little thing because we all got stuff we going through, I need you to understand. Don't fall apart into pieces. This too shall pass. God's grace is sufficient. It's new every day. It's enough. He give you enough. Don't worry about it. Battle ain't yours. Don't look at it. Don't focus on it. Do what it is you got to do. Stay in prayer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Try to go ahead and get into his righteousness. I told you yesterday, get into his presence, meaning spending time with him so you can get his presence, meaning his gifts, his glory, his grace, his mercy. And you won't be just fine. And just remember, somebody else out there going through it too. Right? Don't be out there trying to kill yourself and give up. Been there. Okay? Felt like giving up. Felt like I didn't want to be here and I didn't want to live. All jacked up because I didn't know who I was. Don't be like that. Okay? But I still want you to know that's normal. Come on, man. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Ain't nothing. I got to hide nothing. Nothing at all. Okay? It's all normal. But when you want to give up, not live and stuff like that, you're giving up because of what you're going through right now. The predicament that you are in does not define your destiny. Who am I preaching to? And my T.D. Jakes voice, shout out to you, T.D. Jakes, if you listening. Because you never know who listening to you. But look, that's all I had to say, okay? My day was amazing. It was cool. I just don't want y'all to give up on yourselves, okay? Because I almost gave up on myself. Child, listen, when your hair start thinning and falling out, you like, wait a minute, hold on. What's going on? Like I told y'all, man, it's so many things to these pieces. You don't even know what I had to go through. But it was good that I was afflicted because you know why? Now I'm doing 21 days of podcasting, right? I'm coming on here and I'm telling y'all how good God is and somebody is going through. Somebody out there going through something I'm going through. Listen, over 80K. Okay, I think I'm like probably like 100,000K on just one streaming network. I'm on like over 30. Google me, just a touch of J. All right? Like I'm being played worldwide. I'm everywhere. Somebody. Okay, somewhere, even if it's just one person,
got a histamine issue, got something going on. And you know, they listening. Somebody listening. Because you know what God does? I told y'all. He prepares a table for them, right? So that they can watch it and they can see it. He puts you out there. He lets the light shine bright. Didn't I tell you all that the other day? What did I tell you all the other day? What did I tell you? Don't make me open up my Bible. You know, sorry, it's always open. But what did I tell you all? What did I tell you all the other day? What was that? Matthew? I was in Matthew. Let me get back on over here to Matthew. Let me get on over here to the left. So we can shine bright. Okay, bright like a diamond. You are the light of the world. Okay? Then it says, let your light shine show before men, that they may see the good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I'm supposed to be letting this light shine. I had to go through this. So I come on here and tell y'all, you want to know why? Because it's for God's glory. It ain't for mine. What do I tell you all the time? This is just a touch of J. Everything else, God. That's it. Just touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. So look, I'm up out of here. I hope y'all got that. Okay, I'm going to get up in this bed. Feel so good about myself. Yes. Okay, feel so good about myself. Yeah, because I'm beautiful. That's how God sees me. He sees me as amazing. That's how he sees you too. Okay? Think about how you see yourself. Like I said, the predicament that you are in does not define your destiny. Right? And happiness is not the absence of the problems. It's just your ability to deal with them. Okay? So, this is just a touch of Jay. And I put all that out there in pieces for you. I hope you had an amazing day. And how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to talk to y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that? Do you? You want me to do it with my Janet Jackson and my Barry White voice? Let me get it together. Hold on. Signal. Hold on. Let me get it together. Okay, you ready? Who is this? Wait a minute, that was corny. Hold on, let me get it again. Let me shout better. Okay. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? This is just a touch of J. I love that part. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I be cracking myself up, y'all. I swear I do. So look. Oh my gosh. What's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm getting ready to end this thing? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Please don't. God is telling me though, real quick before I go there, I gotta give a shout out to my girl Samada. I talked to her today and she's just so amazing. Child, I was falling apart the other day and I had to call her. I'm like, child, I messed up. I can't go. I can't do it today. She's like, girl, come on. You got this. But anyway, look, I was starting to make myself feel like I wasn't thorough and wise. This was Monday. I got up, I was crying and everything, and I just did not have it together. I'm like, God, I want to know what's wrong with me. Tell me. Like, seriously, I was having a breakdown. I put a post on the thing like, y'all, this, I need some encouragement. This ain't a good day for me. Sometimes people just need help, please. You know, I was pleading on social media. Y'all know I don't even put my pieces out there like that, but, you know, God has humbled my heart now, so I don't have no problem with asking y'all to pray. But I just needed encouragement that day. I was falling apart. God, please show me. God, I can't. Lord Jesus, please just let me know what's wrong. Look, child, making myself feel like I went there and wise. You know what happened? I went to the doctors. They like, huh, boom, this was wrong with you. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Because I was out there making myself feel like I wasn't thorough and wise. But some of y'all out there letting other people make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And we don't have no problem with them pieces. No, we can't have no problems with them. Mm-mm. You can't let nobody do that. No. It's too many, y'all. It's too many. It's case. What do I say all the time? Shout out to y'all out in Zimbabwe, Madagascar, everywhere. Japan, Aruba, y'all listen to me everywhere, child. This thing is really like crazy. I can't even believe this platform. But this is just Tasha J, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. This is for all God's glory. So anyway, look. We not going to let nobody make us feel like we ain't thorough and wise. And you don't make yourself feel like that. And I ain't going to make myself feel like that neither. Okay? Now, what's the second thing I tell y'all when I'm getting ready to get up out of here about thorough and wiseness? You ready? Shine on them! Because they hate it, baby. Yes! Shine bright like a diamond. Yes, shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. That's what you gotta do. Yeah, you gotta shine on them. I already told you what happens in Matthew. That guess what God said? Let your light shine before them. You are the light of the world. Let it shine. Don't be trying to dim your light down for nobody. If they don't like it, they don't like you talking about God or whoever it is that you like or like yourself like that. If you they call you conceited or whatever it is, you better go ahead and you better shine on them. Okay? Know who you are and be happy about it. If they don't know, they mad because you happy. What? Child, I remember somebody was mad because I was happy. I'm like, you mad because I'm happy? Something really wrong with you. It's just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put down the pieces for you. Shine on them, okay? And let them hate it, baby. And you know what? You know what you need to do? You need to give them that haters passion drink on the Just a Touch of J app. That's what you need to do. Go ahead, because I can't drink it right now, so somebody got to drink it. Lord have mercy. Please drink the haters passion drink and make one for them, too. This is Just a Touch of J. I made it for y'all so y'all can give it to your haters. And, you know, it'll make them feel better. I'm going to start telling y'all about that haters passion drink, too. I think y'all got some haters going on or something. Something ain't right. I don't know why, where that came from. It just came from up out of need for me. And, you know, I'm just going to scan on over to the left. It's so that way we can talk about spreading love. Because it's the Brooklyn way, baby. And this is just a touch of J. Spread love. Even to your haters. Always remember, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay. Listen, I told y'all this before on another podcast. Some of y'all, not all of y'all, but some of y'all be trying to get people back. Been there, done that. You should try to do it too. Like, what? You did me wrong. Oh, I got something for you. No, listen to me. Please, never try to get them back. Just give them love. Oh, they hate it. Oh, they hate it, baby. They hate it when you love them. You know what God's word says in Romans 12? Oh my God, let me get my Bible. Hold on. Romans 12, where we at? Here we go. And my mom used to make us quote this, okay? Because we used to be off the hook when we was young. And she'll be like, what did Romans 12 say? Hold on, I got to get there. Look, this is my scripture. I just want to make sure I tell you all right. Right? This is what it tells you. Woman, so I'm gonna make sure I get the right one. Hold on. Okay, recompense no man for evil. Evil for evil, okay? Provide things honest in the sight of all men. All right, so basically what he is saying is that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Okay, I will repay. Okay? It tells you to let your wrath go to God. Like, God's basically going to handle it for you. Okay, so check it out, 19 and 20. Okay, it says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. Yes, you have to understand that God repays them better. Like, yo, you got to get this. Somebody out there going through this. I know that. You out there, you ready to get somebody back for something they done did to you. No. Pray for them. You know what it says? It says, therefore, if thy enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon their head. It's like you kill them with kindness. They can't stand it. Yeah, baby. And then you let God handle it. And then God go like this. You really believe in me? You really thorough and wise like that? You realize that you're thorough and you're wise. And you going to trust me? Oh, yeah, I'm going to handle that for you. And then he handles them. Chill. And sometimes if you around, he let you see what he did, child. Look, this is just a touch of Jay. I done seen God do some stuff to some people that done did some stuff to me. Mm-mm. You just be nice to him, y'all. Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. This is just a touch of Jay. I'm telling you, that's all you got to do. Don't try to repay him. Don't get him back for that little spiteful stuff that they do to you or how horrible they treat you. Nope. Don't you say one word. You let them go ahead. You let them get them pieces, baby, because they're going to get it back. God says, I will not be mocked. You will reap what you sow, good and bad. So spread love, baby, because it's the Brooklyn way, and this is just a touch of Jay. I just had to put that out there in peace for you. So look, quick recap, then I'm up out of here. Like I said, I'm about to chill. Quick recap, it's real easy. It's real simple. It's normal. All right, it's normal. All your little problems, all your little everything you got going on, you know, your whole life falling apart. You know, sometimes we fall apart in it just like me. I told you on Monday, I was like, oh my God, Jesus, why? I just need to know. I can't take it no more. It's too much. I told my mama, I think I need you to come get me because I just can't. Child, 44 years old. I called my mama and cried. I called my stepmom up. I called my girlfriend somebody. I was like, I can't put a post on Facebook. This is too much. I just want to know what's going on. Went right to the doctors. God told me. But the crazy thing about it is that he knew I would go to the doctors that day, Monday. He knew that's when I would get all my results, Monday. You understand what I'm saying? God always knows. He always has all of it under control. You know, it's all for his glory. You can't doubt it. You can't not act like you don't know. He knows. He puts it all in the order that it's supposed to go in. Yeah, all of it. What you're going through right now, you're supposed to go through it because it's going to take you to the next level. Okay, I talked to you about that yesterday. When you have to try new things because you can't remain the same because you're growing. It's all a part of the plan. All a part of your destiny. If you fall apart in it because you think it's all going crazy, no, you're going to mess it all up. Okay, you can't do that. You got to remember that happiness is not the absence of the problems. It's just your ability to deal with them. Okay? Ask yourself that. That's what I want you to do with this podcast because I'm about it here. Ask yourself, how am I dealing with my current situation? How am I dealing with others? Like, for real. Like, how are you dealing with people and your problems while you going through your normalcy? How you dealing with yourself? This is just a touch of it, baby. It's normal. Okay? Let God control the pieces to the puzzle. Stop wilding out. Stop tripping. Don't lose your mind. It's okay. Everything gonna be good. Okay, put on some music. Do a little two-step. Be happy. Because you woke up. That means you your life ain't over. That means you still got more to go. Okay? Don't give up. All right? So look. I love my babies. I'm up out of here. You know, I'm putting some music on for y'all. Let y'all hear a little something. I don't know what. I won't get y'all nothing new yet, okay? Because it's just a touch of Jay. I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Well, I love y'all, okay? Thank you for praying for me. Keep praying for me. Okay, child, I'm coming up out of this thing, but child, this thing is something else, man. Look, this thing's something else, child. I can't believe I'm like 123 pounds, 18 pounds, child. I don't even know. I just put the scale up. But I'm getting there, okay? I'm coming up out of here. Y'all pray for me because when I get in the tub, child, the bones, when I sit on stuff, I just feel nothing but my bones, baby. But I'm eating, you know? I'm thankful, all right? And I need y'all to be thankful, too. Like, be thankful for the little things, man. Life is too short. Call them people up that you scared to talk to. Talk to them. Apologize. Live life. And do it the right way. Stop being all crazy out here. Stuff. Grow up. Love yourself and do what it is that you do. All right. So look, I'm up out of here. Okay. And I'll be back. I will be back, baby. When I got something else to say. Bye-bye. I love you guys.
stay tuned for more, cause we got episode 17 coming up shortly tomorrow. Bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby, coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine,
right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby, and check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next. Y'all hear that? Y'all go over to make a lemon beast kitchen.
Going over to make a lemon beast kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's prepared brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. You know you're fine, right? I'm
you to come and make love in this kitchen, baby. Little zucchini. Yeah. Matter of fact, make sure y'all keep checking that out over at Making Love in This Kitchen. Cause, there's some zucchini that's coming to y'all. Yeah. Just a touch of J, right? I'm just trying to put it all like the in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
We all here.
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?